Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Did you know I'm Facebook friends with Joey's dad? The guy who cuts our videos? Jason Lloyd in for Anthony Lima today. I just realized that. How do you think of that, Owen?
Well, he told us because he came on the podcast when he first came in. Joey, right?
Yes.
Said his cousin and you have a big interaction, right?
Yes. His cousin's a hoot, man. It's a hoot. Wow. Twitter reactions brought to you by Schaibin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Yes.
So I guess Joey's whole family is getting in on the act before Joey will ever
There's also one who is who's going into coaching as well. Now, I don't know if that's a brother of Joey or not. There's Gino that looks like he's going into coaching. Do we want to rank Joey's family? Do we want to do that?
I don't know how to say his last name.
So. Okay. Korzenowski. We should do power rankings on how to pronounce his last name. His dad, his cousin, and Gino.
Joey doesn't make the list.
And Joey goes out of his way to get me killed on the internet, so.
Well, I like him already.
You go and give your flowers to everyone.
You're sweaty. Look at you.
I had to walk quite a ways.
You are sweating your ass off.
You look like you just pulled. You just walked up the fairway on the 18th.
It's hot out there.
You look like
a
train wreck.
Dabs of sweat.
You
That's
sure?
It. Yes.
You sure?
Yes, I'm fine. Best shape of my life.
You look like Chris Farley at 1:29 in the morning
you
at the
go
end
out
of an
there
SNL
race
episode.
Right now? I'll race you in these.
I'm not racing. I'm glad you wore decent clothes.
Dudes.
I'm glad you actually wore decent clothes to work
they
today.
They weren't for you.
Instead of your pajamas.
I did have a robe I was going to grab on the way out the door just to mess with you.
I was going to be upset with you. You're a grown man for crying out loud. A father of what, three?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Daryl Ryder, 7:22 this morning. Is Kevin Stefanski overrated or underrated? Are we carrying water for Kevin Stefanski? Is he overrated, underrated? What? Now, I've called you the Culligan man many, many times over for Kevin. Now, all jokes aside, I mean, this show has been pretty pro-Kevin in the past. Pro Football Focus, PFF, they had their top 10 rankings of the coaches. And a lot of people were surprised that they saw a coach of a 3-14 team here at number 10 overall in Kevin Stefanski. Because I'm going, man, Browns fans and Steelers fans, personally, they don't have a lot in common. Geographically, they have a lot in common. We're very close. But they got this
of returning coaches.
Yeah.
Yes, returning coaches.
Because Mike Vrabel is not on that list.
Well,
and had they just included everyone that is coaching currently?
Well, if you want me to go down that,
Kevin would not be in the top 10.
You want me to go ahead and go down and make that mistake again like I did with Freddie Kitchens and Mike Vrabel that day?
It won you the bad take tournament.
I was an emotional boy that day. So he comes in at number 10 overall. And a lot of people, how can a guy at 3 wins, 3-14 be? See, this is why, so many people, and I had this argument yesterday with Danny. I got to judge him on something. I want to feel whether it's right or wrong, because I think Browns fans, Steelers fans, and Browns fans have this in common. They are both critical of their head coach to the point of wanting that guy to go. I think the approval rating with Kevin Stefanski as we're getting ready to go into the year is probably hovering somewhere around 40%. I think it's higher than Andrew Berry's right now going into the year. But I think that a Browns fan looks at that list and sees and goes, man, you got to be like, what more has to happen? It's like, okay, this year is the ultimate year for Kevin. It's not even about playoffs to me. It's certainly not about Super Bowls to me or anything like that. I'm going, man, I have had this knockdown, drag out argument every year for the last 6 years, and something's going to have to give. Something's going to happen. Clearly, he either can help a quarterback and can get that guy right if that guy's able to work with him, or he's definitely overrated and we've been wasting our time. One of the two. Like, if they get to like 7-8 wins somewhere, and you have a young guy play well, or anybody play well in this group for that matter. It's like, all right, guys, there's definitely something here that the guy does well. We can't keep ripping on Kevin Stefanski all the time. But if they go out and they're a 3-win football team again, and he looks like he's powerless over all this stuff, which I don't know how the defending coach of the year has his power seemingly taken away from. That's a totally different conversation. I mean, I'm going to lose my mind. I need some clarity to be able to identify what's good and what's not with the Cleveland Browns.
I think they're closer to a 3-win team than an 8-win team.
Which is what scares me too, yes. So at the end of this, if I make it, see what makes me fearful, because I don't know. I know what I've said about him in the past. I've blamed Deshaun Watson for Deshaun Watson's problems. And the stories that came out with Bill O'Brien basically having to run this offense that nobody else would run in the NFL because he doesn't know how to read defenses or couldn't watch film or one of the other ones. I've put it on Deshaun Watson. I didn't know why they took away his play calling capabilities. I don't know why, for all these reasons, that they had to make these change. I think that that's part of the reason why Bill Callahan just left, and he had a great excuse for it to go coach with his son, because I think he saw the writing on the wall and he didn't agree with it.
Yes.
And now...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think Mike Bloomgren's going to be a really good coach for this football team on their offensive line. I think that we'll see what Tommy Rees can do, but I'm more confident that the offense is really in the hands of Kevin Stefanski here. It's like, hey, man, I'm not even asking for the world, but it does seem to feel like it's put up or shut up time. How many different quarterbacks do we have to go through? And if one of these guys look good, like really good at some point, it's like, okay, now he gets his credit, and we know that there's been a lot of things that have been dumped into his lap over 6 years.
And we said when I was in Monday, we agreed that they're looking to find their quarterback next year.
Yes.
So what if these guys don't look good? Are you going to hold it against them?
Someone's going to have to hold it against them somehow. Did he not like Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, he did.
He loved Dylan Gabriel, didn't he?
Well,
so you're going to have to hold it against him if Dylan Gabriel goes out there and looks listless.
I mean, if he really loved Dylan Gabriel, why don't you take him with the third overall pick?
Well, because that's probably insane to take him with the third overall pick. Second overall pick, wasn't it?
If you love him. I'm sorry, yeah. But if you love him, you see what I'm saying? Like, there's levels to this. Yeah, you may like him for what you have to be. You can only shop at the groceries that are available.
Do you think that he was overdrafted in the third round?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he's still really, really, maybe not loved, but he really liked Dylan Gabriel.
But
you're taking a guy in the third round, you're eventually going to play him this year from what it seems, and there's a lot of folks outside of the building who are really uncomfortable with that. Now, there's definitely players in that locker room who are like, this kid knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
He knows this offense, and he knows this nomenclature, and if he were 6'5", there'd be no question about it, but he's not. If he goes out there and he looks bad, you know we're going to get inundated, and I have no fight against him going, hey, this guy thinks he knows quarterbacks. He goes out there, and he takes a 5'10 quarterback, and the guy can't see over the line, and he's throwing pick after pick after pick. If you can't help out Shedeur Sanders, he's an incredibly popular quarterback. It's going to be hard to make an argument for him. It's just, it's been 6 years. And I think that he's made quarterbacks that I think have been on the margins play better. Yeah, go back to 2020 with Baker. Do it. Say it. Feel it. But with the mess that's become the Deshaun Watson saga, like somebody has to answer to that at some point with this fan base.
Then they should have fired him after last year. They should have fired everybody after last year.
But I didn't want him to.
I didn't either.
But I say going into this year, there has to be something.
But if
I can't just keep repeating it.
But you know that this year is the collateral damage of the awful mistake that was Deshaun. This year is you gotta pay the bill for that. That's what this season is. So why would you fire him now? If you were going to fire him after last season, because last season was an absolute disaster for everybody in the building.
But I still think you could look at this season if they win like 6 or 7 games. And I know you're saying it's closer to 3 wins, and I think a lot of people would agree with you. You win 6 or 7 games this year, and I don't think that if you win 6 or 7 games, any of these quarterbacks are probably going to like the quarterback of your future. But if Dylan Gabriel shows you something, I could very well sit here and say, yeah, Dylan Gabriel showed me something, and I'm still drafting a quarterback in the first round next year, and I'm still putting Kevin Stefanski with that quarterback. Because if he can get this, this, and this from any one of these four guys, then I think he's proven to everybody that he can work with decent quarterbacks if the quarterback's able to help himself.
I mean, he got P.J. Walker to look functional as an NFL quarterback.
But we don't want to remember that. Because the biggest investment that they made, $235 million and 3 first-round picks, has been listless.
And he has to wear some of that. They all do. All of them over there have to wear that. And that's why I said, if you want to hold them accountable for Deshaun, then why are they still here? You should have fired him last year. But is now that you kept them, you can't, like, what's the sense in firing them now? You know they're going to be bad. Why would you fire them now?
But part of the reason, and I think about timing with everything on this, is it because he's still here? Because he'll probably be gone by next June.
Deshaun?
Yes.
No, so, I don't think it's like it's it didn't work. Like the owner came out and said it didn't work.
But you can't get rid of him yet. So he's more than likely gone by next June.
Yeah.
So if he's more than likely gone by next June, I mean, off the salary looks like it'll never come off the books.
We'll see. I hear what you're saying.
You're not going to be gone by next June?
With the cap? I would like, I think that's a possibility, but I can't sit here and say definitively.
Okay, fair enough. But more than likely, if he were gone by next June,
yeah,
you could sit there and go, well, new general manager, new head coach, we've got a new quarterback coming in. He'll be post June 1st. Goodbye. And then we can go on. Or I could look at it and go, well, he may be gone anyway post June 1st, the quarterback. I could see that he did a good job with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett was on the scrap heap. You got Nick Sirianni, who's one of the greatest peacockers of all time. But you got something out of Kenny Pickett there. Congratulations, you did well. You got one more little ride out of Joe Flacco. You got shuck out what was ever left in the tank, and you were able to get there. And then one of these two rookie quarterbacks ended up being composed and conducted the offense well and got guys to trust him throughout the year. And they might not, none of those guys may be the future for this football team, but I could look at it in the end and go, I trust Kevin. I want Kevin to lead it going forward with this next quarterback. We may use both our picks on to go get. That, I think, is one of these goals that I think that people have to set for this football team this year.
I wholeheartedly
finding
agree.
Finding some clarity.
But it usually comes down to just wins. That's what people are, that's how they're going to judge him by his wins. And I don't think this is a season.
And I'm saying 6 or 7 wins. It's not like I'm asking for the world here, brother.
And I still think that's a high bar.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.